Good afternoon, Jules fans, and welcome back to Jules and the Blood Injury Time podcast. Joined this week by Boz, as usual.
Yeah.
And this week, Boz, first guest that's non-GITB related.
No, I think we've upgraded, to be honest.
Well, cool. Early dig in there for Matt, who's not here absent at a wedding this week, but there you go. So, guest, do you want to introduce her or me?
Oh, I think you should. You sorted it all out.
It's the wonderful Rachel Bradley.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm really excited.
How are you finding HQ so far?
I'm actually quite impressed. Surprisingly clean.
Yeah.
For a house with two blokes
in it. We're doing clean, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Quite. Yeah. It's nice. I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Oh, that's
considering
good.
Its location as well.
nothing wrong with the island. Do you like the little crown that we've got on the side there from Burger King? There's a lot of random stuff around.
Very impressive. The pineapple is quite unnerving, and I still haven't had an acceptable answer as to what it's doing there.
Just kind of ended up there one evening. It just stayed.
Just stayed there. Why not? What's wrong with it?
Well, yeah. It's niche, isn't it? It's a talking point.
It is a talking point, and we are talking about it, so it's done its job.
Yeah, exactly.
And when it goes, we need to replace it with another talking point.
I understand that you've bought us some gifts. Because it's your first visit to HQ. Now, we don't know what these are.
Yeah.
No.
You said about...
I've got guests for the hosts. Funnily enough, actually, it's only quite recently that I found out that, you know, when you go to someone's house for a dinner party...
Yeah.
Right? And you bring, like, a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realise that was, like, a gift. I thought that was just, like, you would just bring in a bottle to drink.
What, for yourself?
Yeah.
Or you're taking your own drink?
Yeah, that's
like you're at American high school
barbecue. I don't really do civilised, to be honest.
Yeah,
so.
I can tell. the way you're sitting at the moment, blimey. You made yourself at home, recliners out and everything.
Yeah, all right.
All very chillaxed at the moment,
anyway,
legs up.
I did genuinely bring these gifts for you that I'm not going to... Yeah, consume them.
Right, so. Okay. So how many are there, first of all?
There's two gifts.
Two gifts. So do you want to start with Boz first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I was hoping for. I'll be honest, when you said gift, that's exactly what... And I want nearly finished my last box.
I'm sure it'll come as no surprise to anyone that has listened since the start that the present that Rachel has brought Boz is a box of Shreddies.
Which is spot on, because I've almost finished my last box this morning.
Well, there you go.
Perfect timing.
I can't believe you got down to one.
Thank you very much.
Jesus.
That's your day made now.
I'm going to have them later.
Oh, they're not frosted shreddies, though. How do you feel about that?
Sugar on them, it's fine. Sorry.
Yeah, but you put sugar on frosted shreddies anyway.
Banner, innit?
And Stocky, I thought I'd, you know, try and find something of equal value.
Oh, God.
It is of equal value. And... it's probably not appropriate for this time of the day, actually.
Oh.
But because I know you're partial to a fruity drink,
no.
I thought I'd find you the manliest drink in the shop. So I've got your...
What the hell is that?
It's a cocktail in a can. It's a woo-woo.
A woo-woo?
A woo-woo!
Yeah, but it needs...
a blend of cranberry juice from concentrate? What's that say? Concentrate.
Concentrate.
What's that?
Yeah, of course you're going to ask what that is.
No, genuinely, what is concentrate?
It's like, you know, if you have juice, right?
Yeah.
If it's like...
Well, with juice and a blood injury time, it's supposed to come through.
Welcome to school. So, you know, like, if you have juice, it's like...
Oh, concentrate,
it's shit, basically.
Oh, I see.
So, there you go.
No, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Obviously, he can eat his at breakfast. I can't really drink this at breakfast.
No.
I will drink that though. Thank you very much.
Good.
And welcome to HQ and the pod.
You passed the first test by bringing us gifts.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to rub your foot there.
Totally did mean to.
Me and Boz have currently got our legs on the same recliner because there's been more injury news at HQ. Basically, you're only really round here because we are like your biggest fans at your gigs now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. My fan club.
Me and Matt came last week.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good gig.
Yeah.
Very well performed.
Thank you. Yet again.
Boz, talk us through what happened last week because this is a bloody good story and I'm glad.
I'm glad you were there to witness it.
I'm glad you're comfortable talking about it. Because
I am now, maybe a week ago, maybe not.
I'd just like to say
that when Stocky and Matt told me what had happened, I was very worried. They were just pissing themselves laughing.
Yeah, that's...
So, after last week, after the Charlton game, we spoke about going to the gig.
Yep.
You work Saturday nights.
Yes.
So me and Matt start chanting, Sir Key, Sir Key, Sir Key. Rachel says she's got a single friend. Which perks your little interest up. Your little ears pricked up like a fox in the night.
On the prowl.
So you decide, I'm going to pull a sickie.
Yep, I've not done it in nearly 14 years of working there.
What so about pulling a sickie? Correct.
So we get back to HQ, don't we?
Yeah.
I say to you,
be quiet.
I treat you to a kebab.
Yeah.
You know, we have a little kebab. I'll ring in sick. Spoke to one of the managers, not a problem, okay, fair enough.
What did you tell him? What was your excuse?
I said my back was playing up, which it kind of does from time to time. So we then get ready. After about an hour since I've made the sick call, we then head to the train station, which where we're, the house we're in at the moment in HQ, literally at the end of the road.
Yeah.
So we got to the end of the road, went to get on a train, turned around, and the manager I'd spoken to on the phone was stood right there. He was not impressed.
No.
No. So I had to just sort of turn around and come back, didn't I?
So you then got the train to Sittingbourne only to then
debating, what am I going to do? Do I go in or what? Or have I come too far or what?
Went to work?
Yeah. I had to go to work. Luckily enough, I've known the guy long enough that he was good and just ripped the record of it out of the book, so...
So you got away with it?
I think I got away with it, yeah.
Bloody good story, isn't it?
I'm glad you were there to witness it all, because it's one of them, if you weren't there, you probably don't believe it. Like, what are the chances of bumping into that manager you spoke to an hour ago?
Yeah. Oh, your face was worried it was a picture.
Yeah, and I also heard from Matt, you were saying, I might call him and tell him that just sack him because he's lying.
Because you tried saying that you only pulled a sickie
from
me.
I may have used you as a bit of an excuse and said you had a bit of a shit time.
And I know your manager.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened.
Well, me and Matt had a good...
I'm glad you did, yeah.
Good gift with Mrs. Jules and the Blood.
Yeah.
That was very good. And we're going, again, on the 10th.
Which I have got the night off for.
Yeah. Woo! Maidstone.
Yeah. Druids Arms.
Courtyard. 9 p.m.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
We are really good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
I'm the singer.
Yeah. Roxanne.
Roxanne!
There you go. There's just a little snippet of what you can do. Right. Moving on, catching competition this week.
Yeah, one of my favourite beaches of you.
Have you seen this yet?
I have seen it.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything.
No, decent. I can never think of anything decent.
I can't remember where we were, but I know I took the picture.
I thought you were in a sauna.
No, we went away for a weekend down to Exeter.
Yes, it was Exeter.
Boz said that he was going to book us a place with a hot tub.
Oh, I'm not taking the blame.
The place didn't have a hot tub, it didn't have enough bedrooms, and I had to sleep on the floor because Boz wouldn't share a bed with me.
I offered. I laid there, you know, legs of humour, could cover up, offering you a place, and you just weren't having it.
So I had to sleep on the floor like a fucking dog.
Well, you had a very thin mattress.
And if I remember rightly, I was the only one that had cold showers all the time.
Why did that happen?
I don't know. I think there's only a certain amount of water.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, this picture is of me in the hot tub eating...
No, you're not in a hot tub because we're...
Oh, no, sorry. Me sitting on the chair reading a book dressed as in a Minion onesie and eating something or other.
Probably cheese.
So Dutch was the first one to comment. Boz, read it.
So Dutch's replies, page 86... Step 39, holding it with your right hand, raise a bacon butty to your mouth. Hey, Boz, you were right, it's easy.
Right, and then we move on to the Facebook ones. Matt, who put the Jules fans who were excited at the prospect of a big money bid for a striker, ultimately ended up disappointed when they realised the bid was for Minions and not Millions.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Groan.
Oh, you don't like that one? I quite like that one, it was good. You wrote, Boz... I'll let you read this because this made literally no sense.
You said it made no sense. I think I may have missed a word out.
Go on then, you read it.
So, Steve Evans' guy who does his deals looking through his latest list of transfer targets while modelling next season's kit.
Does that sound right to you? Does it?
Makes sense.
Oh, right.
Do you prefer it to Matt's comment? That's an important question.
No, I prefer Matt's comment.
Well, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
Like I've walked in.
Still
no
answer, which
means he prefers
Matt.
Gary Myerscough, friend of the pod. We like Gary. No rude comments for a while.
No.
Insulting ones, though. The big question is, why Stocky's got a book? Bit pointless since he clearly can't read. You're right there, right? And he also put, you always thought of yourself as one in a minion.
Yeah.
I'll get my coat. Dave Gay, Darren, looks like you're trying to fathom out how PlayStation works. Because... is there a controller?
Yeah, because we were playing FIFA.
Yeah, didn't we win the FA Cup that night?
We did, yeah. We spent a whole day hungover playing the FA Cup.
Reading the instruction manual, is that
what it was?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, how to cheat
at FIFA. I know, I finally got one.
You finally got one. Well done, you. Anything else you want to add?
No.
No. Moving on?
Yeah.
Jill's talk?
Well, we've been going for a little while now and we haven't talked at all. We've been going for 10 minutes.
That's normally what happens when it's when Matt's not here and he hasn't got control over us and we're just like feral children in a playground.
That's an accurate description, actually.
So since the last pod, we've had friendlies against Millwall, Dover and Southend.
And Charlton.
No, because
we did the pod after Charlton.
We done the last one after Charlton, didn't we? So what was that? Millwall 2-1, Dover...
2-2, wasn't it?
2-2, yeah.
2-2, and Southend last night, 1-1. We done Millwall and Southend out of them two. Matt done Dover.
Yeah. Millwall was not great, was it?
Last night was not great.
Last night was worse than Millwall, yeah.
Highlight of last night,
beautiful sunset.
Mm.
Yeah.
Other highlights? Southend physio.
Oh, yeah.
That was entertaining.
He was a tank, wasn't he?
Well, the guy who somehow managed to injure his... delicate area.
Penis.
I was gonna
wow, Matt's not here and the conversation's already gone.
You brought penis up.
Yeah, I mean, before we started, Stocky said no talking about wanking.
Yeah.
And then you've brought
that's
up
already
penis,
happened.
So,
you've nailed on.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Obviously. Talking of
I found out the guy's name as well, it's Andre Blackman, he was on trial.
Is he the guy who got...
Oh, what? The one that came on for us? Or the one
that
the one
that got straight in the bollocks.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So the Southend physio came running on and, oh, my God.
He was
struggling, to be fair. Yeah.
Struggling so much that our physio had to come round and start treating the guy because he was just catching his breath.
Well, basically, it was a two-man job.
I like that.
Yeah.
But in general, what have you made of the performances and personnel?
Yeah, there's good signs, but it's not been great recently. It's like they're saving themselves for the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get a true gauge on it at the moment, I think, because it is pre-season. There's not that pressure. You're not playing for 3 points.
I mean, I think last night, how many people were there? No more than a couple of hundred, was it?
Yeah, it was pointless. Poor turnout. Having 3 stands open for a bloody couple of hundred people. Yeah. Joke. But I think we're trying to play the right way. It looks, when it is coming together, it's looking good.
Yeah, new signings look good.
Yeah.
The very new ones.
So, since last week, we've had Mandron come in. He's now been given a deal. Marshall and...
Alex Yakubiak.
I'm going to have to just look at you every time I want that said, because I never know how to pronounce. I think all three of them done well last night, to be fair. Mandron impressed me in the Millwall game, actually. Last night, he led the line well again.
I think he was better last night than against Millwall. Yeah. He was a standout last night, I think.
It's just his work rate as well. I mean, we said at the end of the Matchday Live we done for the Southend game, which is available on YouTube.
It's also very short this week.
Yeah, it's very short. Because we weren't allowed to film.
Because
we couldn't be fucking bothered. We couldn't be fucking bothered,
dare you? Basically, Rachel didn't want to say anything.
Well, I asked you not to ask me any difficult questions, and you asked me what I thought, and I couldn't think.
I asked you how you felt.
And it was like,
oh my God. You crumbled like pastry in the oven.
Yeah. I can't handle the pressure.
No, you've either got it or you haven't really, haven't you? what's we saying?
Oh, you've also forgot Nathan Thomas.
Nathan Thomas is gone.
Yeah. It's brief, isn't it?
Yeah. Doing very good.
Legend.
Loan moves for Sheffield United, aren't they, after Holmes last season? And now Thomas, who's promptly gone and throughout that car.
I mean, Thomas
better
did,
option
Thomas did play more games for us than Holmes.
Yeah. But it probably leaves us a bit light in the...
Well, I think that's why we brought Marshall straight in, wasn't it?
Mm. And Callum Riley's gone as well to join our feeder club. Did you see on Twitter yesterday that someone...
I think it was it John Rowland?
John Rowland, yeah, that was it. Who put a whole squad pretty much together of players that...
So someone, as soon as Riley was released, someone, I think it was at GFC Owen, tweeted give it to give it. How long will it be until he signs for Aussie Wimbledon? And then it was like 2 hours.
Yeah, but I was a bit surprised we let him go. To be fair,
yeah, Matt's not so surprised as he is. We were.
No,
I mean, I'm not that surprised, to be honest.
No. You would have got rid. Just Josh Reese to get rid of now, surely.
Yeah, I see. Yes, well, he's turned down moves.
Yeah,
well.
he's training with the youth team apparently.
Been told he's not going to feature.
He'd probably be playing at Sheffield today, won't he?
Yes, I think he probably will be. Well, Sheffield haven't mentioned a pitch inspection. Stephen, no,
pitch is like decent for that level as well. It should be in it, so it should be on. So that's it. Kind of ins and outs. Season. What?
Just another one lowering the tone. Say. Who'd have thought me and you would be like the grown-up
ones? Yeah, the sensible
ones. Bear in mind, I am the oldest one here as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, fair play.
Yeah.
Can't
have children.
God, do you want to interrupt me again? Do you want to just do the pod yourself, do you? Christ. In other news, season tickets reduced again.
Yes.
For the week. Which I think is bloody good for the club. £300 for the season.
I don't know what to make of it. Whether they're going really well or whether they're really struggling. Because they're really promoting this.
I personally think they probably hasn't been much more demands than previous seasons.
No.
I think it's pretty much at the same level. And they're probably trying to get a few more through the gate. But I think you can't really complain at the club. £300 for a season ticket.
At least they're making an effort this year.
And they're going to reimburse the people that bought between them, like yourself.
I think me and Matt, yeah, we were in between.
So you're going to get a voucher, so it's not like you're being forgotten about either. So I don't think anyone can really moan at Scally. No. It's a fair play to him.
I think some people will find a reason to moan.
Well, that it's not £200. Yeah,
that's the thing.
How much does... That's like £13 a game, £14 a game?
Yeah.
Exactly, like... Can't really
it's
go wrong
with
that.
Is it? No, it's less than that.
Whilst we're talking about season tickets,
ah.
I'd like you to explain this bit of logic.
I mean, it's been good because it's been a while since I've had any like stupid things that I've done, but yeah. We've got two.
I wouldn't say that.
Exactly. You've really been on form this week.
I've been on it this week.
Yeah. So, yesterday in our WhatsApp group, you wrote at about 3:30.
Yeah.
Just been to collect my season ticket, saw Gab Sakawani, who hopes to be back by the end of the month.
Yeah.
Now, next month. I didn't really think... Oh, yeah, because it's July still. Yeah. I didn't really think much of it until Matt pointed out, Boz, why are you collecting your season ticket? You're at the Gills later.
Yeah.
So why did you get your mum to take you over to the ground...
My mum
to pick up a season ticket when you was going to the ground later on and you could have picked it up then?
My mum has a week off work. She was bored, texted and said what I was doing today or yesterday and said, have you been and got your season tickets yet? Do you want me to take you over? So I went with it.
But you was going later. What's
but
the point?
But it got me out of the house for a bit, didn't it? You weren't here to entertain me, so I had to just get out of the house.
But what is the point? Seriously.
Well, I got to go twice in one day, didn't I? I mean, I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed the first trip more than the second trip. Like, last night was very dull.
All right.
Wow.
None taken.
Crikey. Says a lot about you, doesn't it?
Oh.
He'd rather be on his own with his mum.
Little inside issues coming out there.
What? Right, anyway, moving on again. Topic of the week. Music. Celebration music, walkout music, favourite Jules songs. Shall we start off with our own first and then move on, or how do you want to do this?
Yeah, I mean, we're more important than everyone else. Go on, then. So, yeah. I mean, I always liked... What is it called? Somebody did...
The Liquidator.
The Liquidator.
The one that... Where they clap to.
Yeah.
The Jills. Yeah.
I always like that. I know some people really, really dislike it, though. I don't know why.
You've got one of my favourite Jills songs is Home of the Shouting Men, but some people don't like that. I miss them playing that.
Aww.
Really got me going for games, that.
Aww.
Not in that way.
Last season, though, they had...
Robbie Williams for a little while.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what annoys me. Robbie Williams, let me entertain you. No. You're playing fucking Carlisle on a Tuesday night and they're playing Let Me Entertain You.
There was a couple couple of occasions where they started off with Seven Nation Army, fantastic walkout.
Yeah, always gets people going.
And then it sort of segued into somehow Sweet Caroline, which is fine for a pissed up karaoke session.
And however, cricket. I've been watching a lot of cricket. Well, I play that a lot
really
of cricket.
I'm not really a cricket fan because it's fucking boring.
It's not boring.
That was awesome.
But no, not as walkout music.
No.
Absolutely not. My favourite is Club Foot by Kasabian. I think that is.
Yeah, I think that's probably my favourite.
Yeah.
FIFA song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that. Thoughts on goal celebration music? For it, against it? Like it?
Maybe it's just me, but I don't think we've played it much for the last couple of seasons. I don't remember hearing it much.
They started doing a do, do, do. No, hang on.
How's it going?
Yeah. I wasn't
actually
on that.
That's very nice, isn't it?
That reminds me of ice hockey, that music.
Oh,
that one.
Yeah.
That's the one you're about, yeah. Yeah, that's alright. I prefer Tom Hark though. Is it called Tom?
Yeah.
Is it called Piranha?
How does that one go?
It's just called Piranha.
Yes! That's it.
But that's like most teams up and down the country have that, don't they?
Yeah, but I think I like that one because that's when I first started going. It reminds me of that.
when we first started going, didn't they used to run out to We Will Rock You?
I don't remember that.
Oh, that's not on.
No, it's not.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Oh, I don't remember that. What did they used to run out to?
Yeah, I'm sure it was We Will Rock You. I always fall for run out music. I can't think of Republica, Ready to Go.
Yeah, that's all right.
Because that goes on for like 5 minutes. You could play that before, like when they're in the tunnel.
What's that one?
I'm not going to sing it to you.
No, that's not
right. That's not it.
We're doing really good at this.
Baby, I'm ready.
Yeah, I always thought that would be good to run out to. What's the other bit? The end music.
End music. No, I was just thinking of goal celebration music. I did like it when Cody McDonald first.
Oh, that was cringe.
No, when they played Return of the Mac. I loved it. No? Just me? Okay, cool.
Yeah. I thought I missed a trick when we had Akin Feminine. I never played Boom Boom Boom.
See, I thought they did play it once.
Was it once?
Well, I don't think it was all the time, but I think they did play it. Favourite Jill songs?
Like Home of the Shouting Men. Always like that one.
Last Waltz?
Yeah, well, Last Waltz will always be the one, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, I do like the Last Waltz. However, what really irritates me, in general, at football, being a singer, is just that...
No one else can sing.
It's so fucking awful. It's like they'll start in one key, and then they'll just pick a different one that's unrelated, and they're not in time, and I just stand there with like my hands over my ears because it's unbearable.
So for you, it's more like the X Factor.
Worse than the X Factor.
The Voice?
Technically, yeah, it's more like The Voice because Rach is down the front, so our back's to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Rach doesn't turn around for
and
anyone.
I'm just sitting there like going, no.
You're actually judging people singing.
Yes. Like,
football's about not being able to sing, surely.
Okay.
All these people gathered together that can't sing, other than you.
Other than me, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes. I always liked the When I Was Young as well. He was like singing that at Tottenham Hotspur.
How's that
go?
God, boss.
I'm not singing it.
You can. See it. Go on.
No.
The one that goes, When I Was Young, I saw the light.
Oh, I don't like that one. Oh.
It was good walking through the streets of Tottenham singing that.
One that I do like that someone calls
Rodney, 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 that's what it makes me think of.
That was random.
Just a little outburst.
I like the one that the guys at the back of Block 4 try to sing every week up and down the country.
Yeah, because a few songs that they sing and I don't get all the words.
Yeah, see, I like that one and the Elliot List song as well.
The Elliot List one, I like to ask you what the words were.
Yeah.
The Billy Bingham one was just awful.
We sang that in Manor,
never gives the
we?
Ball away. Oh, he's giving it away.
Absolutely awful.
It is a good tune, though, but it probably works more at a higher level, that song, don't it?
Yeah. When people don't give the ball away.
Yeah.
Like Xabi Alonso.
Yeah. Did they sing it like Xabi Alonso?
Probably not, but it'd be a good song.
Yeah, but Xabi Alonso doesn't fit.
So. And he doesn't play anymore.
Yeah. But other than that...
Other than that, it's a perfect... It
works out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, let's move on to other people's comments, because you two are boring me. Right, Gary Myerscough. I seem to remember at Wickham there was some kind of cavalry charge type music that came on whenever they won a corner.
What?
This just reminds me of something, actually.
I've just remembered something.
Huge 1,500 Jules fans shouting, "What the fucking hell is that?" Best of all, we won 2-0. Now, this reminds me of Crawley.
Yeah.
Crawley away when they scored.
Insane.
They had goal, didn't have goal celebration music.
Yeah.
And then followed by checkatrade.com. Which then prompted all of us, "What the fucking hell was that?"
And that was beginning of the game, half time, end of the game. Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. Next comment, Mark Davis, Stoke 99, snatched a 1-1 draw late on. We had the old Jules tune, in brackets, "Make way, we'll show you how to play. Watch out, Jules coming at you." Blasting from my brother's car on the way out of the car park, dancing idiots.
Let me use a Jill.
And he says to throw in the cringiest, which you're not going to like, Roach. Walkout music, Liquidator.
Yeah.
Can't stand
it. It's a Marmite one, isn't it?
And the same with Tom Hark. The goal celebration music.
Who said that?
That was...
Are you going to block him?
Mark Davis.
Mark Davis, you are wrong.
Oh. See, Andrew Pullen says the Liquidator because it actually gets the crowd involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do like Tom Hark, but when we're celebrating in the Raynham End, you can't hear the music anyway.
Andrew Pullen, we can be friends.
You've commented. I'll let you read this one out because it's your little story.
Yeah, I'm not entirely convinced this happened.
Right.
It could have been
a pod then.
Could have been a dream. I think it was a Tuesday night away game at Reading. So at half time, they just like drove a limo out onto the pitch. A load of sort of village people appeared and started dancing to the YMCA, and you've got all the home fans doing all the actions. Like, without a hint of irony whatsoever, it was bizarre.
And you wrote in your comment, "I think," capital letters, "this wasn't a dream." Yeah. So weird. Alex Thompson, "Home of the Shouting Men has to be the worst football song ever made. However, it's ours.
Ours, you idiot.
Fucking hell. However, it's ours and somewhat feel attached to it." See, I like it personally.
Yeah. You really do struggle with reading, don't you, Stanley?
Rachel's got a glass in somewhere. Do you want to use them?
No, not them glasses, blimey.
Fuck you.
Adrian Smith, "My favourite, The Last Waltz, sung top volume at the Raynham End. But among my CD, I got Come Blues, which was play every time." That don't make any sense. That's not me, is it?
No, that doesn't make sense. No.
Do you want to try?
But among my CD, I got Come Blues, which was play every time Jill's entry the pitch in Scallywag early days.
It must be Come On You Blues, surely.
Come On You, I don't know.
Blues, Come On You Blues, we'll support you.
Is that an actual song, is it?
So. Yeah, that's been played.
I've never heard that.
Well,
I thought
that's
you just made it
you've
up
only been going for about 5 minutes. So.
5 minutes. I get that problem a lot.
So last weekend, Matt and I were reminiscing about, you know, the good old days, Mickey Galloway, Johnny Hodge, and they're just sitting there, "I've never heard of him."
No, I haven't. No. It was before our time, so...
On the subject of Last Waltz, right, I prefer the fans' version than the version that gets played.
Yeah, true.
I think the crowd sound better than the actual song.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And that's something we agree on.
Well done for clearing it out.
Thank you, prick. Scoops has... He actually attached a clip of the song. Let's see if we can play it. Tune. Anyone else got anything to add other than that, other than tune?
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, they played it.
Yeah,
a fair bit. Dutch has commented nothing to do with the actual music itself.
I've just seen two words, and I guess it's nothing to do with it.
All he said is the real reason Nathan Thomas left is that Steve Evans turned down his request that the team come out to Carly Simon's "You're So Vain." And no transfer rumour from Dutch this week.
We should try that.
Yeah, you probably think this song is about
you're
you, though.
You're so vain.
Si Chaplin also said he preferred the old days when the teams used to run out separately with none of this stupid handshake business.
That. Totally agree with
that. Back in my day.
You can't do that now. It's all about fair play and showing respect.
And showing kids the right way.
Yeah,
but
you
know,
start shaking hands, people accuse you of sexual assault, can't they?
Didn't Bristol City used to just bomb it out the tunnel to start off with?
Did they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just used to sprint out the tunnel. Like,
be knackered before kick-off.
Well, you would be knackered.
Obviously.
Just jogging out the tunnel. Yeah. Just walking out the top.
Got a sweat on right now. We just sat on the sofa.
Very hot. Very hot.
Yeah, in that vein, what the fuck was that last night with Steve Evans holding his menu? Most of the game.
That's been one of my highlights of watching games with you this week, right?
What, the abuse
of
Steve Evans?
Yeah, well, I mean, I did comment on Saturday in the Charlton game. He looks like Jabba the Hutt's got a job interview.
Crikey.
Yeah.
And that clipboard we've decided, it's not a clipboard, is it, Rach?
That's a menu.
It's a menu for the
That's
buffet.
That's literally the point Rachel was just making.
I'll have one of everything.
Yeah.
And then, what has put the most disturbing image in my head was on Saturday, Stocky whispered in my ear, imagine that naked.
Which you've done.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about it ever since.
That's why you haven't been able to sleep. Not because of the heat. You've been thinking of that. You're sick.
Not just that, after last night, there is a steward who looks like who? She looks like... Right, let's get it.
This
right,
has so made my season. This
steward, she looks like who, Stocky?
I said that the female steward looks like... Everyone's been doing this thing with
this is the one that told us off, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Filming.
Everyone's been doing a thing with FaceApp at the moment where you take a picture of yourself and you age yourself about 20 years or whatever. Now, all I'm saying
20
is...
20 years?
I don't know. 40 years, whatever. All I'm saying is that she looked like the end result of Tom Eves using that app. And you two, you can't unsee it.
Rachel's reply was, I can't wait till the next time she fills me up outside.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to get in the ladies' queue to be fondled as you go in. And she's quite enthusiastic about it.
Who wouldn't be?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, can't blame her, really. But next time, I'm just going to be like, oh, yes.
You sound like a right creep.
Want to know one.
Fair play. Going back to the comments, Frank O'Shaughnessy. Back in Freddie Cox days, they would sometimes play Catch Us If You Can, Dave Clark 5, as we came out for the second half. Anyone know?
I mean, that kind of works if we're not losing, doesn't it? If we're losing, then it's a bit pointless playing it.
And then Cy Chapman replied, didn't we used to play Glad All Over when the teams come back out again? And... yeah, that's it. I don't think the rest of the conversation really makes sense to me.
Okay.
Something about someone's sister.
Yeah, no, that's a typo. I was meant to say Coulter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Last one, Craig Hewin Everett. Pre-match, Jill's coming at you. Walkout music, Green Day, Know Your Enemy.
That's not Green Day, that's Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh. Bit different.
Sorry. No, there is a song by Green Day called Know Your Enemy, isn't there?
Oh, right, maybe I've got it wrong.
We'll Google it after, but I'm pretty sure there is a song by Green Day.
Can I retract my previous comment then?
Are you apologising to him?
I'm not apologising, I'm just...
Oh, because a woman's never wrong, apparently. No.
Traffic stops for Rachel.
Yeah, traffic... Oh, that was the quote from last week. Yeah. Traffic stops for me, then got hit by a bus. Yeah. Craig said, not fussed about goal celebration music, to be fair. To be honest, not everyone is.
No.
So, enjoy talking about that this week. Anything else you want to add?
No.
No. Rich? Nah. No. Moving on. Name in the frame. Right.
Another palaver.
No, yeah. That went tits up this week, didn't it?
Because that's kind of your fault, because that is...
No, it wasn't my fault. I tried to print out work and it didn't work. You and Matt couldn't sort it between you.
Well, I did in the end.
Yeah, but then look at the picture. That's all I'm going to say. So...
It's a lovely picture.
It is.
If you're a midget.
It's a bit small.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of white on it. I was more annoyed at this bloody poll.
So I put out a poll saying no name in the frame this week, as we've all been shit and haven't managed to be able to get the picture printed off. In its absence, please vote who you think should take the blame.
I was fuming, to be honest.
I quite rightly finished lowest, 23%. Matt got 29% of the blame.
I don't remember Matt making any effort to do any printing.
Whoa.
Do you?
Controversial.
So you're just going to sit on the fence?
No, he printed off the first picture, to be fair, didn't
he? No, I mean, this week, there was no mention of it.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he did say, he's in a meeting and stuff like that. But you got 48% of the vote.
And yet I got the bloody picture. It was poor, but I got the picture.
But this week it's fine, because we've got a guest and we have a rule. Guest brings the picture. So Rach, please reveal.
You are going to love this one.
This week's name in the frame.
So,
we're a few days' time, because Mulligan's got to be up for a few days, hasn't he?
Well,
otherwise, Gary's going to be annoyed.
When Stocky first told me about the idea for Name in a Frame, how they would just have a picture of a random player and people would be like, what the fuck is that on your wall? So, in my head, I thought, who would you... Like, what? Who would you least want to have on your wall? Not all this, oh, legends.
No, that's what we said, we don't want legends.
No!
Gary Mulligan's a pretty boy, did Jesus say?
I mean, he's fairly...
You need your glasses on, hon.
I brought a folder.
Oh, my God, there's a folder.
This is very professional.
Well, I mean, bear in mind it was Friday yesterday, and obviously nobody does any work on a Friday, so I did a bit of research and a bit of printing. So, my...
Oh, you've got stats and everything.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Bloody, she's taking your job. She's taking your job. Matthew Boosie, she's taking your job.
I mean, you know, it's my actual job that I get paid for involves, you know, data and stats and research and all that. So, you know, I'm in my element, really. It's just something I'm actually interested in.
Right, okay.
So I said to you, right.
I'm intrigued. Like,
what?
I'm intrigued.
Do you not know who this is either?
No, I don't know who this is.
Well, I am quite excited about it, unless it's Tommy Johnson.
No. Twice I've given you this name and you've gone...
Yeah. And I've forgotten it already.
That's no fucking clue, that is. And twice I've sent you the picture and you've gone, yeah, you've sent me that picture before. So...
Well, that is a proper picture.
And this is the only picture I could find, and it's black and white.
That's how old it is.
It's Darren Carr. And
no
that
idea.
Is truly a face only your mother could love, and even then.
That's a big face.
It is
and
a big,
big
face.
Nose.
Big nose. And, yeah. So he was a defender for the 98-99 season. So part of that memorable season, where obviously everyone got devastated at the end. There are my stats.
Go on, whack off some
37
stats.
37 appearances in all competitions. He only played for us for one season. 2 goals...
Probably both went off that head.
10 yellow cards, 1 red card. And then we sold him to Brighton, who were in Division 3 at the time, for 25k, so not bad.
There you go. So he's going to be on the wall in a few days' time.
Watching over these two lads.
The funny thing about that picture
is... He will stop burglars breaking in.
He will.
The funny thing about that picture is the whole point of this is that people walk in and go, who the fuck's that?
And we're
going to spend every day, Joe, what's his name?
Darren Carr.
We're going to have to keep listening back to the pod, aren't we?
Yeah. You did get a bit of support on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, did I? Do I not remember this?
No. Well, Spencer said it's got to be your fault, as you didn't print it at your mum's.
Before I printed it.
Gary Myerscough was very unhappy.
I had a good chat with Gary.
Saying that.
Funny.
Yeah, you flirted with him a little bit.
A little bit.
So he basically was unhappy as he didn't think it was going up at all, but that's been sorted. Alan Spore says it's got to be your fault due to the fact that your eating habits are a little strange, so guilty for that reason.
A little strange?
Yeah.
You literally brought me a box of Shreddies, right?
Yeah.
I'm well chuffed.
Liam Stanley, for fuck's sake, leave Boz out. He's a good man.
Thank you, Liam.
Ben Horn, when in doubt, blame Boz.
Which seems to be pretty much everyone I know's rule in life.
And Jules Anorak. Blamed your mum.
Yeah.
I thought she was in charge of the printer. Does she not realise she is responsible for disappointing thousands of Jules fans this week?
Thousands?
I mean, judging on listens of last week, it's just the three of us.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, and I'm only here because Ofcom got involved and said you had to have one female member on the panel.
Yeah, you are the token female.
Tokenism.
Yeah, so...
But I'm willing to ride that way.
Okay. Well, we've enjoyed having you on. It's been a laugh.
It's been good.
Yeah, you've provided some good knowledge as well about Darren Carr that we wouldn't know.
Keep saying the name and we won't forget.
Darren Carr. So thanks for everyone getting involved. We're going to upload all the usual stuff throughout the week, the caption stuff. Obviously, no name in the frame this week, but we might have another stupid, pointless vote over something in which Boz will probably come out winner as usual.
Well, you say winner, but technically it's loser.
Well, you've got the highest vote, so it depends what way you look at it.
No,
is your glass
loser.
Half empty or half full?
Definitely half empty.
Oh, fair enough.
Thank you, Liam Stanley, for the support. Up the Liam.
Up the Liam, up the Stanley. Feel free to retweet, like the pods. If you're not already, follow the page. Anything else? Oh, I've got one thing that I want to end on. Based on this week's topic, based on conversations that we've had recently about music, What is your music rant? What artist or group makes you want to turn over
Rachel's gonna be.
The radio?
I know what Rachel's going to be.
I just don't like him. So I don't get it.
Who don't you like?
Right, I really, really don't like Ed Sheeran. I don't get it.
Wow.
There you go, Ed Sheeran comes on, you turn off. Buzz.
Offensively bland.
Oh.
And it's not because he's ginger. It's... That's,
you do realise you said offensively bland after I said Boz.
Boz, you're not offensively bland.
You're just bland.
I'm just offensive.
Boz, what's your music turn off?
Probably a little bit unpopular with the generation of David Stormzy.
Whoa.
Racist.
I think it's quite funny in our little video skits he does, but I'm just not a fan.
I thought you'd
music.
Like Stormzy, to be fair.
No.
Oh, that surprised me. And mine is Pink.
Oh,
every time Pink comes on the radio, goes straight. Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, can I change mine to anything from The Greatest Showman? Oh, bloody annoying.
Well, you can have more than one. My Little Mix as well. Little Mix, they.
Little Mix are nice to look at.
What?
Little Mix are nice to look at.
Weird.
No, they're alright.
Botox up to their eyeballs.
So yeah, that's my musical turn.
What was that song you were singing last night? It was
bloody One Direction.
One Direction.
Yeah, it was awful.
Best song ever. I don't think so.
I'd never heard this song before in my life, and I'm quite disturbed that Stocky knows all the words.
I'll rate you after we dropped off at the bridge, after we jump off it.
Right, that's it from us this week. Anything else you two want to add before we sign off?
No.
Do you want to sign off this week?
What do I say?
Say whatever you want, and then retweet, like, donate blood, and then up the jewels.
Send us all your money, please. Thanks, up the jewels.
Done.